Welcome to the May 21st, 2006 worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we celebrate a special service for Youth Sunday. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
I'm Russ Talley from the youth group. I'm a senior, and this is Youth Sunday. I hope you enjoy. The pew pads, there are pew pads on your pews, and we just want to get a record of who is here today. So if you could, if members sign your name, and if any information has changed about you, change that, put that down there, and mark the box. You'll see if you look at it what I'm talking about. And guests, we'd like for you to also sign and for you to put down your personal information. It'd be great, just so we can maybe send you a nice little letter. Glad to have you here. And once you've done that, pass it on down to the next person, and so forth, and so forth. Today's Youth Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we don't have hymns, so don't be flipping through your book, because you won't be able to find them there. The insert is where you can find our hymns. And so if you could just, you know, just stand up, sing along, clap your hands, stomp your feet, however you feel comfortable doing it. It'd be great. This is a very important announcement. Is there anyone here who did not get a hug when they walked in the door? Yeah. If so, would you please stand? Our very own Jeff Allen is here to give you his own personal hug. Glad we could get that taken care of. We didn't want anyone without a hug. In today's service, there will be a children's time led by our puppet team. And we would like for the children to come down during the last verse of O Worship the King. And you can just come down right up front here. Also, there will be a different kind of audience participation in today's service. Eyewitness will be teaching you some sign language to go with some of our songs today. So please feel free to participate. The Sunday afternoon schedule for youth, 5 p.m., we'll have the cookout at the Huffs. And the bus leaves at 4:55. So if you don't, you got to walk. But it's not that far. It's only like a mile. So, you know, put on your walking shoes. It'll be good. And at 7 p.m., we will have Life, which is led by Jeff and Cindy Johnson. And we're going to have a few surprises tonight. So I hope you all come out. Wednesday, we'll have regular services. And for anything else going on during the week, just look at the back of your bulletin. Also, children who have completed 1st through 6th grade are invited to our annual children's camp. Next weekend, the children will be going to Camp Canoga near Hendersonville, North Carolina. And if you're interested, please talk to Jeff or Lizzie Boyles or the family ministry intern with children. We'd like to welcome our special welcome to our guests here today. We're going to have our ushers coming down the aisle. And if you're a guest with us, we'd like for you to just raise your hand. Don't want to embarrass you or anything, but they just want to give you a little information to tell you what College Park is all about and so that our members can recognize you and greet you appropriately. Raise your hand. Be great. As we begin our worship service today, I'd like to invite everyone to stand with me and say with me in the order of worship. I'll be reading the dark print, and if you would like to, please read the light print. Not the other. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, that we have put our hope in the living God.
Who is the Savior of all men, especially those who believe.
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young.
But set an example for believers in speech, mind, love, faith, and purity.
Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value.
Godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
Watch your life not too closely, for spirit in the name, God with you, you will save both yourself and your ears.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Oh man, I'm tired. That was a great party last night. I wish I was still sleeping right now. Well, I guess I'll be sleeping in a minute. I mean, look at the theme of the service. Why we worship. Worship? Are they kidding? It's Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. I could be... No. I should be sleeping right now. Not only am I tired, but I'm hungry too. I got up late for Sunday school and I slept right through breakfast. I wonder where we're going for lunch. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to be here, but I'm not always sure why. Maybe since it's Youth Sunday, we'll get out early, or at least do some stuff that keeps my attention.
Morning.
Morning.
Please bow your heads and close your eyes. God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. God, bless us as we go through the rest of this week and through the rest of the day. God, bless our students who have graduated and students who have tests next week. God, we thank you for everything. God, we love you and thank you for this time of worship. In your name we pray. Amen.
Okay. It's 11 o'clock, and I feel like I've been running all morning. I had to get the kids up and dressed and fed. Then I had to get Fred going. Well, and then we're late as usual, but we're glad to be here. My kids get to see their friends and hopefully learn just a little bit. Yeah, I enjoy my Sunday school class, but after getting everybody going and getting the kids where they're supposed to be, I feel like I just keep running and running and never really get to enjoy Sunday mornings. Oh, well, let's see what we're doing today. Oh, Youth Sunday. Oh, good. This is always a fun day. I like seeing the youth up there. They work so hard. They're really a great group. But I miss all of this. I don't know. I feel like I'm not a part of church. There's just been so much going on with kids, with work, with life. I miss it. I miss worship. Oh, no. Did I remember to turn the iron off? Oh, well, if a house burns down, Fred will just have to get mad.
Worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing of His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, brilliant in splendor and girded with praise. Please sing with us. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace. His robe is the light and canopy space. Chariots of wrath, the deep thunderclouds form, and dark is the path on the wings of the storm.
You alone are the matchless King, to you alone be all majesty. Your glories and wonders, what tongue can recite? You breathe in the air. Shine in the light.
Oh, measureless light, ineffable love. When angels delight to worship above, Thy mercy is how tender, how firm to the end. The defender, redeemer, and friend.
You alone are the matchless King, to you alone be all majesty. glories and wonders what tongue can recite. Breathe in the air, shine in the light.
Oh, worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing of His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise.
We invite our children to come down for children's time. Y'all can have a seat.
Good morning. How are y'all? Are you excited? It's a puppet show and worship this morning. We've got some more people coming. Tyler, I'm so glad to see y'all this morning. Are you excited? Summer's almost here.
Yes.
The pool is about to open. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going swimming this afternoon.
You are? Can I come? No. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, this morning, we have some puppets that they're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what worship is about, and we have different ideas. You know, do we want to come to worship, and what's it all about? And this morning, I want you to pay attention to the puppets and see if we learn a little bit about worship, okay? Let's watch it.
Thanks for letting me come to church with you. I'm, like, so excited. Ever since I became a Christian last week, I can't stop telling Jesus how much I love Him. Did you know that to worship God means to tell Him how great He is?
Oh, sure, I guess. I never really thought about it.
I can't stop thinking about it. I just keep telling God how great He is. I can't stop worshiping Him. I mean, all those awful sins, forgiven. I'm saved. How cool is that?
Yeah, cool.
Don't you just love to worship Him?
Huh?
I'm, like, so happy that I get to worship Him with other followers.
Believer, Sarah. They're called believers.
Well, sure, we believe, but then we follow. We follow the most outrageous person ever, and we worship Him. And, oh, boy, it's almost time.
Yeah, but before you go in, there's something I have to tell you. I don't want you to make a fool of yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, see, people don't get excited about worshiping. I mean, we do it every week.
That's what's so cool about it. We can worship whenever we want to.
You mean you worship outside of church?
Of course. Every day. I love to talk with Jesus.
You make Jesus sound like just a friend.
There's nothing just about it. He is my friend.
But he's God.
I know, and He makes it possible for me to have a personal relationship with Him. Isn't it outrageous? He is, like, so worthy of my praise. Come on.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, Charlie. Who's the new girl?
Her name is Sarah.
What's she so hyper about?
She's excited about worshiping.
She's excited about singing hymns?
And praying.
You mean she thinks there's something nifty about being able to communicate with God, the creator of the universe, the almighty, all-powerful Lord, and... Hey, I get it. Hey
Sarah,
wait up.
This morning we're going to do some things that you're familiar with in worship and some things we may not be familiar with. But the most important thing about worship is it's not about us. It's not about what we like. It's about our desire to get close to God and to sing to Him and to pray to Him. We can do that on Sunday morning, and we can do that every day. He wants us to worship Him every day. Okay? Let's pray and you can go back to your seats. Will you pray with me? God, we love You, and we thank You for this time to worship. It is an amazing gift that You have given to us. To be able to come together as College Park and come into this room and to worship Your name. But Father, You are so good and so mighty that You deserve our worship every day. Every minute. And so, Father, let everything that it's done in this room, this time, say that you are alive and you are well and you are worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seat.
I love those puppets. I know they're supposed to be for the children, and I probably wouldn't admit it to my friends, but I like it when the puppets come on. What they usually say gets right to the point, and it's fun to watch. Before the puppets came on, I was thinking about the project I have due for school. Well, actually, I was thinking about an excuse to get out of the project I have to do for school. But when they came on, I really got focused on what they were saying. I never thought that they would teach me so much about worship. I wonder what I missed before the puppets came on. Maybe there is something to this worship thing.
As you can see, we're here to do the doxology preparation, which we're going to, I'll call out the words for the doxology, and Maggie will demonstrate it one time for you, and then I'll ask you to join me in doing it. So that way later on in the service, when we do the doxology, y'all can sign with us. All right, so here's the demonstration. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, so if y'all could join me, and she'll continue to do the motions and just do what she does. If y'all would stand up to join me. Are you ready? All right. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right.
I invite you to stand for this next song.
be seated.
I really like that song. What good words. You're worthy of my praise. I know that worship is supposed to be a verb, something I do. Honestly, it takes everything I have in me just to get here. What am I teaching my family, though, if they see me yawning in church? What am I teaching them if I'm yelling at them in the car on the way to church? They're looking at me to see how I worship. Do they see me singing and praising God with everything I have? I want them to know that I believe in a God who's alive, and my worship should show everyone what I believe. Worship. That's really powerful. It's something I do.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day for us to gather and worship you in your name. Let us worship fully and give to you as we are able, while we also come away with what it truly means to worship. In your name we pray. Amen.
Proving his love with the price he paid.
It is Youth Sunday, and you've had a lot of youth in front of you. And, well, I'm the oldest youth in the building, I guess. I wanted to come and to share with you a little bit this morning. We are talking about why we worship. But as we consider that, I want to take just a few minutes to say a few thank yous. The youth ministry is a lot of us put together. It's not just the young people, but it's a lot of people who put time and put a lot of effort into making the youth ministry possible. And so what I'd like to do is, in just a moment, if you have anything at all to do with the youth, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a prayer partner, if you've taught cross training or youth choir or Wednesday night, or if you've chaperoned, if you brought snack supper, if you've done anything with the youth ministry, would you please stand? You may be seated. We want you to know that we understand that this youth ministry is not, it's the entire church. That's why you got hugs this morning. If you got a hug this morning, we wanted to say thank you. If you didn't get a hug, let me know, and I will make sure every youth hugs you next week. So we want you to know that we are thankful for the support that this church gives its youth ministry. It is overwhelming to consider all the many people who put time into the youth ministry through prayer, through financial giving, and through their energy. So we appreciate all that you have done. I want to say also, one of the things that this church provides is our intern ministry. We have two summer interns that started this week, Lizzie and David John. They started their work this week, and they are excellent. They're going to be excellent additions to our staff this summer. They are working hard, and they are lots of good things planned. And so I want you to know you can invite them to dinner. You can invite them to lunch. You can do whatever you want just to make them feel welcome. Give them hugs. David John will be in the service a little bit later. And we appreciate the support that you give to this church by supporting the intern ministry. It is a great way for those of you that don't know that we have college students who come and they assist in the ministry to children and to youth every summer. And they are invaluable. They just add so much, and we appreciate all that the church does to make that happen. You know, as I was considering why we worship, and I thought it might be appropriate maybe to tell you my most embarrassing worship story. And so I'm just going to tell you. at my last church, at Hayes Barton, we took a mission trip up to New York City. And it was a 4-day mission trip, and we drove up all night. We got at church about midnight or so, and we drove all night to New York City. So we spent the night on the bus, and so we were just trying to save time. Well, we were tired when we got there, and we ran all day Saturday looking at things, and we went to a Broadway show that night. Well, and we were tired. So Sunday morning we got up to... we had two churches that we had to get to. It was a youth choir / mission trip, and our youth choir was singing at two churches in different parts of New York City. And the first church started probably around 8. We had to be there around 8. And so we'd been running Friday, Saturday. We were tired, and we got up early Sunday morning. We had to take the bus ride up to the church. We got to the church. We did our thing. Well, the church service was still going on, and we had to go to the other church service. So we're just running. We're tired. We're running like crazy, and we got to the second church for their second service, and I was really tired, and so we did our thing, and the choir sang, and it was beautiful, and they sat down, and we continued to go through the service. Well, the service was longer than a typical church service that we're used to. And I remember that one of the deacons got up to pray, and this is not an idea for any of you deacons out there, that got up and began to pray for 45 minutes. And I was tired, and he prayed for 45 minutes. So
I remember this very clearly. There were hardwood floors, beautiful old church, and it was hardwood floors, and I've got my head down like this, praying, you know, trying to be spiritual, focusing on God. And my eyes were closed, and the only thing that I remember is waking up with a jolt and a thing of slobber running from my mouth all the way to the floor. There is no way possible to get out of that with any kind of skill. And I was crying. I don't know, but it was, I remember that so clearly, and remember that service, and remember that experience. And how often do we run around? You know, one of the things I learned about that schedule that weekend is we ran too much. And our youth, our adults, we were tired. And how often do we come into worship and we have run, or it's all week and we've been doing this and we've been doing that, and we get in here and we're just glad to sit down. We live such hectic lives that worship is just another thing that we do. Gathering together as the body of Christ, and we just come and do we just get into the pattern of singing the hymns without reading the words that we're singing? How often do we rush in here and not consider that we are gathering together as the body of Christ in the presence of God Almighty? We do it week after week. Does it become routine? Or do we remember the fact that Jesus Christ sacrificed everything for us? Everything for us. That's, you know, one of the things we're looking at, Hebrews chapter 10. I invite you to turn there now. As Hebrews chapter 10, we'll be starting in verse 19. The audience in Hebrews was they were second generation Christians who they were just kind of getting used to this Christian thing, and they were falling back into old ways of doing things, and they had stopped letting the power of the cross impact their lives. And the writer of Hebrews is talking to his audience saying, don't fall away from the truth of what you know. He was reminding the people in the first 9 chapters of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is superior to all other gods. He is the God. He is the God who came down to earth, lived a perfect life, sacrificed everything for us. And the writer of Hebrews was reminding the people, and he reminds us, that Jesus Christ is superior. The sacrifice that he gave was for all. There was nothing lacking in what Jesus did for us. Do we stop and consider when we come into worship, even when we get up in the morning, the sacrifice that Christ made for us? And to live lives of thankfulness and gratitude? Or does it become routine? Does it fall into just what we do? Why do we worship? Because Jesus Christ died for us and gave us new life. And that is something that when we come into this house of worship, we should have smiles on our faces. Even in the darkest of days, I have faced dark days myself, and I know the difficulty coming in this place and considering what Christ has done for us and being able to smile. I know the challenges of that. But Jesus died for us. It's amazing. In verse 17 and 18, he says, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. Jesus has done it all for you and I. That is why we worship. That is why we've come into this place. And then we pick up with verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest
over the house of God. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I'm excited this morning that I get to share this pulpit with two young ladies who have worked very hard. They want to bring you a few thoughts that we had from these verses. So I invite Brittany and DeBrynn to come in.
As you can see, both of us are barefooted, and we decided that that's the way that we worship best, just to get rid of a distraction. So if you would like, you may remove your shoes. If not, that's fine, too. Distractions. The definition is to cause or to turn away from an original focus, to divert. Everyone has one, has them. You can't deny it. For example, talking on the cell phone or eating while driving. What do I have to get done today? How long is this going to take? When am I going to eat again? And worrying about things that I can't control. And in verses 21 and 22, there are four things that you have to do in order to draw near to God. First of all, you have to have a sincere heart, which means you can't do it half-heartedly. You have to do it completely with an open mind and an ear to hear what God has to say. I think this is easier on retreats because you're away from everyday life. You know, you don't have to go through the motions. You're just away worshiping God. And if you have other things on your minds, you can't draw near to God. There's no way. It's not possible. Another thing you must do is have full assurance of faith, meaning that every part of your body, you have to believe that Jesus died to save you. And a great way to look at this is when we believe that God is perfectly faithful, we can have faith that does not waver. You must have a heart that is sprinkled to cleanse us from guilty conscience, which means that once you ask for forgiveness, you're given forgiveness. You don't have to keep bringing it up. If you continue to harp on the past, then you will not grow with God and will be stuck at a standstill in your relationship with God. And the last part of that verse is, as our bodies should be washed with pure water, which is baptism or an outward symbol to show an inner change. And this must be done in order to just show that you're ready to continue your walk with God or further. All of these are ways to scripturally avoid distractions. Although it may be easier to choose worldly distractions, you must make a choice to fully follow God with all your heart. And then verse 23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the faith we profess. And this talks about the relationship with both God and others. And I had to learn this the hard way. I learned this my sophomore year when we moved to Winston. And I didn't know anyone, so I found hope in God and also in my family. We were all going through the same adjustments, you know, new city, new school, and most of all just leaving our friends that we had known for 15 years. That's hard. And we were not sure what God's plans were for us here. But, you know, with hope and faith and time, we figured it out. And my hope has had to be put somewhere at that point. I had nothing else to go by, so I put it in God. And I'm thankful that I did, because who knows where I'd be today. And just a final thought. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To hope is to risk pain. To try is to risk failure, but risk must be taken because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing at all.
When our youth group went to New York last summer, we met a girl named Haley from Tennessee who was our staff leader through Missions Connect. We were the third group that for the whole 5 weeks. We were the third week there, and when she walked in on Sunday afternoon and saw how organized we were and how precise we were with our boxes that we had brought, she was thrilled because we were the only group so far that had taken our job that week that seriously. So immediately our group was encouraged and just thrilled and eager to get out and meet the kids. And encouragement is one big thing that you need to do when you come to worship. You can do it through songs and messages and puppet shows with kids and But going back to distractions, people are too worried about what they're going to do after worship, what they want for lunch, why they're even there. But words of encouragement are some of the strongest words you can say to anybody, and you can change someone's general outlook on life by choosing an encouraging word to say to them over something that's meaningless to them. And one more story. There is somebody who drew my name, and my prayer partner has encouraged me so much, Cecilia Cobble. And she started off completely anonymous. I had no idea who it was, and I was starting to get a little frustrated, but I was like, that's what she wants, that's fine. Sending me flowers when I had surgery in November and on my birthday, and cards every couple weeks, and she taught me one thing unknowingly, and she encouraged me to always stay humble, and I love you for that. Sorry. When we come to worship, we're here to encourage each other. And if people don't show up, it's them neglecting. Sorry, I wasn't planning on doing this. When they don't show up, they're neglecting the encouragement of all of their Christian friends. And in verse 25 and 24 of Hebrews 10, we're supposed to share our strength and strengthen each other. And we're so good at the spurring on that sometimes our spurs go dull and we just get back to the usual. And if worship is a weekly thing, what better way to do it in a worship service and encouraging each other during worship when you see each other every week?
Thank you, ladies. They've said it very clearly. Why do we worship? Jesus Christ died for us. Worship connects us with God and connects us with each other. That is why we come each week. We need to connect with the Almighty. Why do we worship? We need to grow in an understanding of Him. We need to give our praises to Him. You see a banner behind me. You see phrases that our young people came up with. They are listed in your bulletin as well. Why do we worship? Jesus Christ died for us. We want to connect with God and we want to connect with each other. Because we can't go through this life by ourselves. We need each other. On the dark days, we need someone to encourage us. And we need to encourage. Why do we worship? It's not about worship Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. It's about worshiping every day and finding ways to share with God that we love Him. Why do we worship? Because the world needs to see us. People of genuine faith pausing to worship, pausing to thank God. As a great quote, and I'll attribute it to DC Talk, but I think it's earlier than them. It says, "The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus by their lips, with their lips, and walk out the door and deny Him by their lifestyle. That is simply what an unbelieving world finds unbelievable." We need to be people of genuine faith. When we come in on Sunday mornings or when we go to work on Tuesday after lunch, wherever we are, at school, at work, that we are people of worship and gratitude and thanksgiving. There is a world that needs to see that Jesus Christ is alive and He is well. And He is working and He loves people. And He wants to save people from their sins. He's already made that sacrifice, and it's up to us to tell the world, to go light the world and let them know that Jesus loves them. That's a thought I want you to consider in your own life. Our youth choir is going to come in just a second and to share a song with you with that very title, Go Light Your World. May it be a word of encouragement for you, and may God say something special to you as they come and they share.
When I come to church on Sundays, it's usually just to see my friends and maybe learn a little bit. I never really think about coming to church to experience God and actively participate in worship. I hardly ever spend time in worship really thinking about what's going on and how it applies to me. I get so easily distracted. I usually have good intentions, but I let so much other stuff in my mind get in the way of God. Why do I worship? Because because Christ made the ultimate sacrifice for me. He died for me. He deserves my worship, my life. It's not about the style of worship. I mean, I do love those puppets, but I'm really glad I got to worship today. Thank you, God. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for my sins. Your gift of eternal life is something that I should never take for granted. Help me to give you my life today and every day. Let me worship you every day with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Help me be an encourager to people around me. Let others see that I am truly thankful for all you've done for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
So this morning, I think the Lord has challenged us as we have seen our young people lead in worship and to remind us of the power of the cross, the life-giving power that we find in Jesus' sacrifice. So the question comes, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for me? Has worship, whether on Sunday morning or our life worship every day, has it become something routine for us? Have we lost the power of the cross and its influence and eternal impact on our lives? The challenge for us all is to never leave this place unchanged and to let every day be a day of worship, because it is what we are created for. It's why we are here. In just a moment, we're going to ask you to stand and to sing forever a great song of praise. But I invite you to, this is our time of invitation. I'm not sure what God may have been doing in your heart this morning, but the altar will be open, either the altar here at the steps facing the cross or there in the pews where you sit. What has God been saying to you this morning? What in your life and in my life needs to be changed? Why do we worship? Why do you worship? Who do you worship? Will you pray with me? Father, this morning, you have certainly been here in the various ways that we have worshiped and glorified your name. Father, the youth wanted this morning to be about you. All the different elements that were put together to make this worship service, they were focused on you. And Father, that is often a challenging thing for us to do on a daily basis. But we are reminded that the sacrifice that Christ made for us is eternal. And so our worship should be as well. For there will come a day when this earth has passed away and we are in your presence. And worshiping and singing praises to your name is what we will do for eternity. Father, this morning, speak to us individually. If there are things that are in our lives that keep us from worshiping you, may we give them to you. Maybe some of us had never made a commitment to you as Lord and Savior, Maybe they have been in the dark and they understand now who Christ was and what He did for us. The altar is open. Whatever decisions need to be made, Father, we want to make them this morning. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. You've heard several monologues this morning from a youth and from a parent. They were designed to kind of give you an inside glimpse of things we all think when we come into worship, things we all do. Where are you? What would your monologue be if someone was to ask you? Why do you worship? In a moment, we're going to sing, and then Eyewitness is going to come and do a song with Cindy Johnson called Free. And this is an opportunity for you to worship and to celebrate the risen King. That is our response to why we worship. We celebrate and we say thank you. So we invite you to do that in just a few moments. But now is the time of invitation. Now the time the altar is open. I invite you to stand and find forever in your bulletin as we sing.
God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. The mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Throne. And forever God is with us, forever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. And by the grace we'll carry on, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. And forever God is faithful, forever God is the
Dear God, we thank You for this opportunity to come into Your house today and to worship You. Lord, please give us the chance this week to share with others about why we worship. And as we depart from this house of worship, Please guide us and keep us throughout the week in all that we do. We pray these things in your precious name. Amen.
It's been a great day. I've really worshiped. I have felt God's presence right here in this very place. I come here most every Sunday, and I miss seeing God face to face because I'm so distracted by so many things. I need to work on focusing on Him more. It's the right thing to do for my family, for myself, for God, because He deserves my best, not just the leftovers. Thank you, God. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for my sins. Your gift of eternal life is something that I shall never take for granted. Help me to give you my life today and every day. Let me worship you every day with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Help me to be an encourager to people around me. Let others see that I am truly thankful for all you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good, and His love endures forever. You've been invited to worship in several different ways this morning, and as we share this song near the end, you'll notice in some of the pews there are some scarves, and we're going to ask you to do something a little different this morning. Have you seen God this morning? Have you heard from the Lord this morning? And we just want to celebrate that. And so as they're going to be showing you some movements, and so we invite you just to take those scarves and join with us and just stand with us near the end of the song. And just celebrate our amazing God. Do you believe He's amazing? Amen. Amen.
Thank you for coming. Have a blessed day.
Darkness.